It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have partly cloudy skies, 68 degrees. KSL's top story, breaking news. The man believed to have shot and killed popular Latina radio host Gabby Ramos has possibly fled to Mexico. The Taylorsville Police Department say they believe the suspect, Manuel Perea, returned to Mexico shortly after the shooting. The department is now working with the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office and United States Marshals to locate Perea and arrest him. Intermountain Healthcare is laying out how it's going to get everyone its boosters. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the details.
Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease doctor Eddie Stenium says the announcement of a green light to mix and match COVID-19 vaccine booster shots will make getting them even more convenient for people. He suggests people try to get the same booster as their original series, so Pfizer with Pfizer or J&J with J&J. But if that's a hassle, the doctor says get whichever one you can. For Pfizer and Moderna, it's 6 months after being fully vaccinated. For J&J, it's at least 2 months.
Pfizer and Moderna are recommended for people 65 and older, adults with complicating medical issues, and people working in jobs where COVID transmission might be higher. Comcast is having internet issues. It's affecting homes and businesses from Bountiful to Ogden. The company says a truck hit its fiber line, causing the shutdown. There's no ETA on when the connections will be fully restored. Salt Lake County's top prosecutor has cleared a deputy today in the deadly shooting that killed a man outside the Salt Lake County jail back in April. But D.A. Simgill says the man killed by police fired a shot at deputies from a gun that was stolen from an unlocked car.
That's the second shooting that in the last basically 6 months that I can specifically account from stolen handguns from a motor vehicle.
D.A. Gill says Joshua Johnson fired a shot that wounded both deputies before one of them returned fire, killing him. KSL's top national stories. Just hours before Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer with a prop gun, turns out half a dozen camera crew workers had walked off the set protesting their working conditions. The Los Angeles Times is reporting camera operators and their assistants had complained about long hours and low pay. Across the nation, the booster rollout has begun. ABC's Dave Packer has details.
The CDC authorizing Moderna and Pfizer's boosters for those 65 or older or with those with special circumstances or occupations, or for anyone over 18 who received the Johnson & Johnson shot more than 2 months ago. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients.
More than 120 million Americans will become eligible for a booster in the coming months. That's 2 out of 3 fully vaccinated adults in the U.S.
Zients says the nation has
a well-tested nationwide vaccine distribution and delivery system.
This is pharmacy chain Walgreens announced Friday that it's now offering the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters nationally. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The World Health Organization has its eyes on Europe. It's the only place in the world where COVID cases rose over the past week. Here's why.
Latvia going into lockdown, hospitals in Bulgaria and Romania filling up, and Poland selling surplus vaccine doses. Central and Eastern Europe has the European Union's lowest vaccination rate. Deadlier variants of the virus there spreading fast. In Bulgaria, the EU's poorest state, just 1 in 4 adults is fully vaccinated. In Ireland, Portugal, and Malta, more than 90% of the population is fully vaccinated. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Now that the remains of Brian Laundrie have been found, we wait for more information about how he died. Laundrie family attorney Steve Bertolino told ABC his parents were concerned about his mental state when he left home back in September.
Let's wait for the medical examiner. If they can come up with some other explanation for the cause of death, you know, we're going to accept that. If not, I guess we're going to have to accept that Brian did kill himself.
Investigators found a notebook and backpack alongside the remains. Tomorrow is National Take Back Day, meaning there'll be thousands of locations to safely drop off drugs you don't need anymore.
Most Americans forget about their unused medicine cabinet narcotic drugs. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says that could be deadly.
We know that a majority of Americans who have become addicted to opioids first started with a prescription pill that they found in their medicine cabinet.
That's why DEA is holding its National Drug Take-Back Day Saturday to help safely dispose of opioids that could addict or kill your child or visitors. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time 405. Utah's unemployment has dropped even lower. September's report shows Utah's unemployment rate dropped to 2.4%. Nate McDonald from the Department of Workforce Services says there's also job growth happening.
We're just slightly below what we were before the pandemic, and it means that there are some people who haven't quite returned back and are looking for work. And that's what we want to see improve. That's where we know that we can get more people.
Utah now has one of the lowest jobless rates in the nation. KSL News Time 406.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.